to Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome back, podcast world. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This is episode 929 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. You know, I've got another great episode lined up for us. In today's show, I'm going to give away free seeds. Hang out. You know, we talk more about those free seeds later on in the show. Before we get too far, let me cordially invite you to the Dude Grows Cup. That's right, the Dude Grows Cup is coming very soon. The Dude Grows Cup is June 6th and 7th in Longmont, Colorado. I cordially invite you to come hang out at the Dude Grows Cup. I will have a booth. I will be vending. I'll have a bunch of great new things and some old things available. Stop by, say hi. Of course, if you're wearing Irie Genetics or Grow From Your Heart podcast merchandise, I will give you a free gift if you stop by and say hello. So come by the booth at the Dude Grows Cup and say hello. All you need to know is dgccup.com. That will give you all of the information. Make sure you book your flights, accommodations, and get your tickets soon because everything is getting sold out. Dude Grows Cup, look forward to seeing you there. I'll be there. Mike will be there. Why aren't you going to come? Join us at the Dude Grows Cup. Also, the Friday night before the Dude Grows Cup, the Irie Army is gathering at Meow Wolf. That's right. There's a place called Meow Wolf in Denver. It's a very cool, sort of an interactive art installation sort of a thing. It's a real trippy place. A lot of cool stuff going on in there. We are going to go to Meow Wolf. We're all going to go at 6 o'clock. We might meet up in the parking lot a little bit before 6. So if you'd like to join us, it's nothing official. It's nothing fancy. There's nothing on a calendar or anything. I bought tickets. Mike's got a ticket. A bunch of other members of the Irie Army bought tickets. We're going to go hang out at Meow Wolf together. If you'd like to join us, we look forward to seeing you there. Look for me. I'm tall. I've got long dreadlocks. I'm easy to spot. There'll be a bunch of us in Irie Army merch and gear. Come say what's up. Walk around Meow Wolf with us if you would like. That's harder to say than it sounds, I promise you. But join us at Meow Wolf the Friday before the Dude Grows Cup. There's a lot of great stuff going on that weekend. I look forward to seeing all of you. Now, I think we get to the part of the podcast that is all of your favorite. Of course, that is the question and answer portion of the show. This is how you win those free seeds. I've got a website that we'll talk about a little later in the show. If you find that website, there's a tab that says Grow Questions. Click on that tab, send me a Grow Question. If I read your question here on the podcast, I'll send you a coupon code for a free prize. Today's first question came from somebody that wants to be called Mr. E420. Shout out to Mr. E420. Thank you for the great question. Check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free prize. This question says, hey, Rasta Jeff, I have a breeding question. First, I want to say thank you for sharing your knowledge with us. Bro, you're very welcome. Thank you for the good question. Thank you for listening and following along. It says, I also love going back to old episodes of the show and getting some good knowledge gems in there. I highly recommend that, you guys. Go back to the older episodes of the podcast and listen to all that old content. And listen soon because YouTube has been taking down at least one video every other day lately. Sometimes it's two a day. Just depends on what they're up to and how crazy their computers are going. But go listen to those old episodes, you guys. Go give them some clicks, some comments, some views and listens. So there's a lot of great knowledge in there. It goes on, though. It says, my question for you today goes like this. It says, I've been experimenting with reversing females using STS. That's a great common practice. I do that a lot. It says, but I ran into an issue where the pollen sacs formed but had very little viable pollen. That happens. That's not uncommon. It said, most were empty or undeveloped. I ended up manually opening them and then applying what little pollen I could, which gave me very few viable seeds. Yeah, that makes sense. Then the question is, what caused the low pollen production in my reversed female, and how can I improve it for better seed production and development? Many thanks. Bro, that's a good question. I wrote down a few things here. It could, man, keep in mind, this is very plant specific. I've got some plants I can spray just a few times lightly, they'll reverse. I've got some that are a real pain. You got to spray them heavily to get them to reverse. So this is going to be very, very plant specific. The things I would think about is maybe your spray was too strong or not strong enough. That's the first thing I would think about. And it could have been either one. I'm not sure. Sometimes overspray will cause non-viable pollen. Sometimes underspray will cause low production. So it's hard to say which one you did. I don't know what percentage of an STS you used, but it could have been too strong or not strong enough. Then in the same vein, you could have sprayed too often or not often enough. This is very plant specific. You're going to have to learn your plant. That's why we do a couple of reversals. That's something I'm going to get on here in a minute. The dilution and duration are the issues, I think, or it could be the plant. Simply, some plants do not want to reverse. Some are a real struggle. Some will reverse and look completely goofy. The GMO. I've reversed the GMO, and it makes beautiful pollen sacs that are completely empty. The Mac 1 doesn't like to reverse very well. So there's a lot of plants out there that just don't reverse. Maybe you've got one of those, but it could be your dilution or your duration are the things that I assume are the main problems here. Now let's talk about ways to get around that, because that's the most helpful way to do this. I would take multiple clones of the plant which you're trying to reverse. If you've got your whatever it is, your plant A, get 5 clones of plant A, maybe 3 at the minimum, if that's all you could do. Then I would do an experiment. I would mix up different dilutions of STS. I would do a 10% and I would do a 30%. And then if you really want to get crazy, you could do like a 15 or a 20. But I would start with a 10 and a 30. Those are your main two that are going to work the best. A 10% STS and a 30% STS. The other product I would use is called Elite X Elite. Elite X Elite. Most plants, you can spray it one time and it will reverse your plant and give you viable pollen. So I would take 3 clones and I would hit it with the 10, I would hit it with the 30, and I would hit it with the Elite X. And then if you've got more clones to play with, take more and do them with different spray times. But I think if you do the day 1, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24 pattern with the 10 and 30 dilutions, and then just spray one time with the Elite X, put them all into flower and watch and see what happens. One of those is going to work. One of those 3 options should work for you. It'll probably be the Elite X. Unfortunately, that one's the most expensive, but one of those will work for you. So my recommendation is to mix up your concentrated STS and then dilute it into a 10 and a 30. Spray those the way that you normally would. Then also get a bottle of the Elite X and apply the Elite X as directed. Do it exactly as directed. It will work. And then take good, mark all these plants, mark one of them 10, 30, and X, and spray accordingly. And when you spray them, pull them all out so that you don't mix your sprays. One of these will work. Take notes. Whichever one works the best, keep working toward that practice. If the 10% works better, do that. If the 30 works better, do that. If you see that there's, maybe make a 20% and see what that does. If these don't work, do a 40% and see what happens. That's going to fry the shit out of those plants is what that's going to do. And then play with your spray schedule. That was hard. Play with your spray schedule. Did I even say that right? It sounded weird in my brain too. But adjust your spray schedule. Maybe do it every 4 days, every 5 days, just depending on how these plants are reacting. All right, I think I've answered this question here. My dude, Mr. E, make sure you check your inbox because you've got a free prize coming your direction. Ladies and gentlemen, iRedirect is the spot. Make sure you hit iRedirect. Where do we go from here? This next question came from our friend who wants to be called I'll Be Growing for Life. I like that. That's pretty cool. Who are you? I'm just playing along. This show got weird quickly. All right, this one says, what's up, Rasta Jeff? I was wondering if it's best to let my plant grow to full term, like 8 or 9 weeks for a seed run, or let it go until the seeds start falling out and the plant is dead and dry, and do seeds mature at the same time? Or should I do a partial harvest? You spelled partial very creatively, my dude. Thanks a lot for the podcast and keep growing for life. This is a really good question. So our friend is making seeds. They've pollinated the garden. They've gotten it so far in. They want to know, when do I cut these plants down? Do I let them get dead and dry? No, don't do that, dude. I mean, you can, but I wouldn't recommend it. What I like to do after pollination, you guys know that I do mess with the light schedule. We'll save that for another conversation. But I wait until they're getting done. You can see some of the calyxes will start popping out. Little seeds will start popping out. You can see them. When you see a few of those, it's time to really start paying attention and checking. I do a simple method I call the pluck and squeeze. I will find a spot in that plant that I think's got a seed in it. I'll pick out a seed, rub off the hole, rub off all the material, get the seed, put the seed in the palm of my hand, examine it. What color is it? You can tell. Is it dark enough? Is it too light? Is it green? It's developing. Does it have tiger stripes, which aren't necessarily the only indicator of ripeness? But then I want to find out what color it is, what it looks like, what size it is. Then I'm going to squeeze it. I've got pretty hard fingers from doing this forever, and I played hand percussion, so I got hard hands. I'll squeeze that seed between 2 fingers. And if it crushes right away, that seed's not ready. if it takes a lot of pressure to crush it, those seeds are ready or very close to ready. So I like them to be firm and very hard before I pull them out of the seeds. If you wait until they're falling out and the plant is dead, there's a good chance those seeds have gotten really hard and you're going to have a germination issue. They will be viable. They will work. If you plan on selling them, I wouldn't do that because the germ rate won't be as high as it could. Although it will work, you will make viable seeds. Keep in mind, in nature, you got to fucking, they'll finish. They'll fall into the ground. They'll get fucking snowed on possibly or rained on and they'll pop up in the spring. So that would work, but your numbers will be better if you take better care of them and cut them down when it's time. So I would pull a few out. Find a couple of different spots in the plant, a top of the plant, a middle of the plant, a low of the plant, just like you're checking trichomes. See how the seeds are doing in there. And you're going, bro, I got to pull out a seed. If you did this right, there's a lot of them. Don't stress on it. So go pluck a few seeds, give them a squeeze, see what they look like. When you squeeze them, when they pop, what comes out? Is there a whole bunch of white mushy stuff? Is there a little white spermy looking thing? What pops out of them? That'll help you determine how far along those seeds are. So pull out a couple seeds, give them a squeeze. If they're hard, I think it's almost time to harvest. Maybe wait just a couple of more days because we all get impatient. Wait a little bit longer and then harvest those. But don't wait until the plant is dead and dry. You could, but those seeds, they won't be as healthy, I don't think. I mean, they're finished, but you might get some harder shells. They might go a little bit too long. All right, my dude, I'll be growing. I love the name. Make sure you check your inbox. You've got a coupon code coming your way. Ladies and gentlemen, now's a good time to remind you to click like and subscribe. That's right. If you like my nonsensical ramblings, click that like button. While you're there, go ahead and smash that subscribe button. That way you don't miss any of my amazing content. All right, now let's not kill the momentum. Let's keep the party going. We've got another question. This one came from Mini Greens. Big shout out to Mini Greens. Minnie's question says, Rasta Jeff, I'm planning to attempt my first seed run after my current grow finishes. Gonna make seeds after your, okay, that sounds good. For a beginner, would it be better to place a male and female together in the same tent and let pollination happen naturally? Or does it make more sense to grow the male first, collect and store the pollen, then later grow the female and manually? No, if you're just gonna make some seeds, bro, my simple advice is, let them party, dude. Put that dude in there. Put that girl in there. Put them into flower and let them get that downtown boogie going on, bro. If you really want to optimize the amount of seeds you make, you'll learn to stagger when to put the male and females into the room. But if you just put them in there and let them fuck, they're going to do it, dude. In nature, the flowering time flips at the same time for all the boys and girls and they all start flowering. So it will work. You'll learn in the future to keep an eye on the female plants and you'll see which plant, when the plants make the most pistils, like when does, I always use the same plants as an example because they're great differences. I've got the sun-kiss plant. It wants pollen early, in the mid-20s, early to mid-20s of its life of flowering. The strawberry fields plant that I use wants pollen closer to day 30. So there's a 10-day separation there. So I put those plants in flower a week later than, so the one that wants pollen, the one that needs more flowering time, that goes in early, right? We put the strawberry in early. It gets all these big fat pistils. Then we put the orange in there. It starts getting pistils and we pollinate them at the same time and they both make great seeds. So in the future, you'll learn how to time that pollination a little bit better. But if you put them in there and let them do the downtown backyard boogie, they will do what they need to do. You will get plenty of seeds for your first time. The only way to learn to do it is to fucking do it, in my opinion. So my dude, Mini Greens, get in there, put your boy, put your girl in there. I recommend, I always say this, put multiple female plants in the room if you can. If you've got room for several girls, why wouldn't that dude want to party with several ladies? Let him pollinate a bunch of girls, and then you can grow out all of those seeds and see what that dude brings to your breeding party, or you can see what each lady offers in the breeding. It'll give you so much more useful data, and it'll make it a lot more fun. You can say, hey, when I grew it to that plant, I noticed this one makes giant leaves, and this one makes skinny leaves, and this plant had big leaves, which means that that trait is coming. You'll just start learning. It'll start making your trait identification much more rapid. So, yeah, dude, Mini Greens. I think I've rambled on about this one long enough. Make sure you check your inbox, dude, because you've got a coupon code for a free prize at Irie Direct. I got to be careful here. All right, let's keep this party moving. This next question came from somebody called Bardo. Big shout out to Bardo. The question says, I had to highlight part of it. Here we go. Hey, Rasta Jeff, you read my question about my Jack Tripper and Triple Two Cross, and it's going good in flower now. I love hearing that, bro. I love hearing that breeding projects are going well. I hope my guidance got you far. I only did so much of it. I gave you info. Shout out to you for getting yourself in the grow and doing it and getting dirty. Says, the male I chose smells like trash can. I love that, dude. I love when a plant smells like trash can. Dumpster funk, bar trash can, that trash that you carry out of the fucking restaurant at the end of the night that you're like, what even is in here? I love that sort of a funky trash can smell in my ganja. Why is it that most of the time, if you're like, this smells terrible, it smells like rotten trash and fried bananas, and it's got a little hint of puke in there, a little bit of gasoline, a little bit of pesticides. How come if I described anything but weed, that would be disgusting? But if I'm like, bro, this weed smells like pesticides and dog poop with Indian hair, and then you lit it on fire and coated it in kerosene, and you're like, bro, I'll take an eighth of that, please. Weed is so weird. What is wrong with us potheads? Let me stay focused here. My question is, if I saved some pollen, what would happen if I pollinated an auto? So you want to take pollen from a regular cross. We've got a regular male-female photo period cross here. Photo period is the important part that I'm trying to get to. You want to cross that to an auto flower. What would happen? You're going to get a mess of variety. You're going to get some. So we're going to get mostly photo period, I think, for this generation. We're going to get some regs. We're going to get some photo period. And we're going to get some auto flowers. And then we're going to get some mutant chaos is what we're going to get out of this. So to make the plants autoflower, you got to breed them two or three generations into the autoflower. So you would find, and I don't make autoflowers, so you'd have to find, if you want to make autos, which it sounds like you might want to do, I would take that pollen, hit an auto, grow those out, find another auto, hit that with the original pollen. Wait, is that the way to do it? You're going to have to, because I don't know. See, I don't even make fucking autos because I don't even, but it's going to take two or three generations of breeding to the auto to cross out the photo period. So, and I think if we keep using that photo period fucking pollen, it's going to fucking keep putting photo period in there. So you're going to have to make the auto and then like reverse one is probably the way to do it. And then take progeny from that and reverse one and take progeny from that is probably the way to do it. So you're going to have to find a female auto flower out of your first cross if you want to continue to make autos. I'm telling you, I'm not an auto guy, but we could get there if we really tried. The question, though, is what's going to happen if I hit my auto with reg pollen? You're going to get some auto flowers and probably mostly regulars. And then if you want to continue to make those autos, I think the path is to get an auto flower that you like, a female, and then another auto flower that you like that's a female and reverse one and put that pollen on the other auto and then get more of those seeds from the next batch and find two girls you like and reverse one and pollinate the other. Because now we're washing out that the male gene is getting washed out there. We're making it feminized and we're washing out my brain keeps going to feminized. We're washing out the photo period trait by breeding it to more auto flowers down the line. It's going to take two or three generations. Reach out to Daz from Mephisto or Night Owl Genetics. That's the dude to ask about auto flowers. Shout out, bro. Hope you guys are well. Where am I? Also, some will make chaos. You're going to get some chaotic, weird, fucking mutant Ninja Turtle looking fucking seeds out of this. So that's my answer. I'm sticking to it. My buddy Bardo, make sure you check your inbox. Get those free gifts. All right, I'm going to do one more good question here. This one came from somebody called Jay Green. Big shout out to my buddy Jay Green. Check your inbox. Once again, you've got a free prize. This one says, first and foremost, thank you for everything you do for the community. My question is, can you put your plants back under an 18-6 light cycle after you've pollinated? I didn't realize this was going to be the last question on the podcast, but yes, I highly recommend doing this. What this person is asking is, can they turn their lights back on for 18 hours on and 6 hours off after they have pollinated the plants? My immediate answer that I wrote down is, fucking do it, bro. Yes, you can pollinate those plants, or you can turn the light cycle on right after you pollinate those plants, and they will love it. Those seeds will be more robust, they'll be bigger, fatter, they'll be healthier, you'll get a better germination rate, and they will finish more quickly than the seeds that you left on 12-12. So My theory is that light is the number one source of energy for these plants. Light causes photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is the trigger for everything. That makes the plants more healthy. They grow more rapidly. That makes everything fucking happen. If we're getting 50% more daylight, more photosynthesis, does that mean maybe we can go for a little bit less time? That's my theory, and it seems to be working. So after you've pollinated and you're sure everything's pollinated, put those plants back on 18-6 and keep a good eye on them. This does have an advantage because also you will begin to re-veg some of your plants. Many of you out there don't keep enough clones. You can get seeds and re-veges off of the same plant this way. So yes, my recommendation is do it. Put it on 18-6 after you have done the pollination. I think this will work wonderfully for you. A lot of people think I'm crazy. A lot of people call me a lot of words for doing this. The only people that are mad about it are the people that haven't tried it. The people that do it all message me and say, that shit worked great. So my dude, Jay Green, thank you for the great message. Thank you for bringing up a controversial topic. It's a great way to wrap up a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, pimps, hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, pollen chuckers, skateboarders, and fruit booters, all you beautiful cannabis growers out there. I hope to see each and every one of you at the Dude Grows Cup. Do not miss the Dude Grows Cup. It is going to be the biggest DGC Cup yet. I am prepared. I cannot wait to see you there. We've got a bunch of new stuff, a bunch of old stuff. I'm bringing something that we're calling Gorilla Cock this year. That is the GG4 to the cream. Gorilla Cock, like C-A-U-L-K. Don't get a dirty mind out there. Come grab some Gorilla Cock at the DGC Cup. Also, there will be plenty of new things, plenty of old things. There'll be Cushies and Cream. There will be some Gassafras, some Alfredo. I've already said too much. We'll see you at the DGC Cup, dgccup.com. If you want to send those questions in, I have to be careful how I do that. Put some space on my words, but I read genetics is where you go. Where else do we go with this part? Join the mailing list. That's right. If you want to follow up with everything that I do. Some people got a 50% off coupon code in the newsletter a couple of days ago. If you want part of that, go to the iRead Genetics and join that newsletter there. And then when I put out those types of coupon codes, you will get those coupons. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I feel like I may have said too much already. I'm going to wrap up the podcast. I'll be back in a week with fresh new content. I want to give a big shout out to my friends Arthur and Amy. And until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me. Time to take another dab. Grab your piece and then I go find the bag. Rasa Jeff is in the lab. Sit back, Pokemon, we relax. Hold up. Roots and wisdom start to show from the knowledge seeds we grow. Tune in now to hear the vibe. Rasa Jeff in our conscious tribe. He spreads the truth in every word. Every voice must now be heard. Feeling like to cannabis, go from your heart, cure this. Rise up higher, find your way, grow from your hearts every day. In the light we stand real strong, join the movement, sing the song. Natural medicine and love flows within us like a dove. Educate and elevate, join the journey, don't be late. Open minds to see the truth, in the soil lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through, in this garden find the new. Rise up higher, find your way, grow from your hearts every day. Lies the proof. Rasta Jeff will guide you through in this garden fire.